it's the issue that arose from the digitisation of land boundaries in Ireland by the now called the Property Registration Authority of Ireland, PRAI, formerly known as the Land Registry. So whenever they move to the digitization of maps, of land maps, it was in my first term as a TD back in 2015 that it was brought to my attention the issues with one landowner. So what had happened was the maps that they had, ordnance survey maps, and the folio that they had owned, when you looked at the digitization map transferred onto it, there was clear anomalies. And unfortunately, in that case, because the adjoining landowner didn't agree that those anomalies had taken place, it ended up in court and cost that person €80,000. Devastating amount of money. Since that person's traumatic experience, for which the PRAI refused to accept any responsibility, I've come across numerous other cases in Donegal where it's clear to me that that's the digitisation of the maps has taken and adjusted boundaries. Now, as you know, in Ireland, land disputes can be very, very serious. So in a lot of instances, I'm advised that, thankfully, the neighbours have resolved this themselves and agreed that that's not right, and they've gone to the land registry and apparently in some instances resolved them because they were in agreement. But where the adjoining landowners are not in agreement, it can end in very serious costs and disputes. And in those instances, I'm not aware of any occasion when the land registry has accepted that their digital maps had an error in place. Now, there was a report in 2014 known as the Prendergast report. It's called Towards Registration of Defined Property Boundaries in Ireland. Involved in that report, supporting it, were the Law Society, the Bar Council, Engineers Ireland, the Irish Planning Institute, and other institutions who work with surveyors and architects and so on. So just again, for the record, the report of the Interprofessional Task Force on Property Boundaries, and they had identified these issues as far back as 2014, but never has the Property Registration Authority of Ireland accepted that there's been any mistakes or errors made. So what does that mean? People end up in protracted legal disputes. I can tell you I'm aware of six incidents that have come to my desk where I have no doubts that there was an error. And in my in the number of instances where I've engaged with the PRAI, they just have not accepted any errors whatsoever, refused to accept it. I understand that there were parliamentary questions sent to ministers that will be on the record of the Oireachtas here, where the ministers talked about advice about exposure to legal costs. They didn't want to get involved in this. That's just totally wrong. Totally and utterly wrong. Now, I thought this was just a Donegal issue. But what I've learned in the last week, I've had correspondence from a family in Galway. And I've spoken to that family who've gone through this experience too. And they tell me they're aware of families in Clare, in Wicklow, who've experienced similar trauma. Because that's what it is. I mean, in some cases, there are lines going down the middle of a field. So obviously that's an error. Obviously, you would go along the bank of the ditch. In some cases, there are lines going through very old properties, very old houses. Clearly an error, and a mistake has been made. So I want to take this opportunity today, Minister. I'm going to correspond with you about this, but I want to put it on the Dáil record that I believe that the Property Registration Authority of Ireland, through the digitisation process, have led to very serious errors that have pushed people into protracted disputes with their neighbours, and in some cases, I'm sorry to report, with their families. And nobody's putting their hand up and saying that there was mistakes made, where a blind man could see that there were mistakes made. So I'm going to correspond with you, Minister. I'm going to bring to your attention that report and the findings of that report back in 2014. But this is ongoing. I was speaking to an architect earlier from Donegal. And our architect advised me that, just one, they're aware of about 20 cases where this has happened. 20. In North Donegal. 20 cases. Some of them were resolved. Thankfully, people had common sense and agreed that, no, that's a mistake, and we'll correct this. But a lot of them haven't been. and it's caused untold trauma. As I said, that original person who came to me cost him €80,000, you know, and nobody will accept any wrongdoing. So what I want to appeal to you as this minister on the record right now is when I correspond with you and I go into detail about some of these instances, please don't say, oh, I can't comment on that case or that case. I'm telling you that, and maybe you might want to do some kind of survey with your colleagues around your TD colleagues, senator colleagues, councillor colleagues across the state. I guarantee you that when we start to look at this, you'll come across numerous cases around the state where this digitisation process has led to errors that have caused untold trauma. So what I'm asking for is, for when you've looked at this, to put in place, there has to be mediation. There has to be mediation here between the families. There has to be somebody, I mean, ideally the PRA would accept, look at all these cases and accept that there was mistakes made. But the reason why they're not doing that, and the reason why I believe maybe department officials have not asked them to do this, is this exposure to the state of financial costs, of damages, rather than saying that we're going to put in place a dedicated mediation system where people must go to mediation and resolve these issues before they end up in court. I'd say there's a lot of families right now who don't realise that this has happened to them, that don't realise, but will realise in due course when somebody opportunistically takes advantage of it. So, as I say, I've seen too many examples now in my own county of Donegal, and with growing examples been brought to my attention in the last week, where I decided that I would speak out about this on the record today and appeal to you, Minister, and I'll send you further correspondence, to make an intervention on this issue, and certainly to do a review of the PRAI's handling of this whole affair, which is totally and utterly unacceptable.